The federal government should stop assisting Jacksonville's Eureka Gardens apartment complex unless management makes it safer. That was Monday's recommendation by the City Council Rules Committee. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, the Westside complex ranks near the top of the list for violent crimes.
Eureka Gardens receives public housing vouchers to provide subsidized rent for low-income residents. But the Jacksonville City Council Rules Committee is asking the government to stop assisting unless substantial, proactive steps are taken to secure the safety of the apartment complex. Councilman Warren Jones is the resolution sponsor. He says Eureka Gardens should be fenced in and gated.
You have one way in, one way out, and they have a staff person working at the gate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year-round. And you have to show a picture ID before you go to visit anyone.
He says this control mechanism is important because the complex is 400 units large, and knowing who is in and who is out would make a difference.
All the murders that occurred in the last 10 years at Eureka, not a single individual lived at Eureka Gardens. They come from other areas.
The full city council will vote on the Eureka Gardens resolution next week. Even if it passes, it's a non-binding measure. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.